What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
He is Luke Canales. I'm Judson Richards.
All right, Judson, thank you.
Speaking of calling games, what do you think this guy's doing in Vegas? You ever wonder, what is Chuck Swirsky doing in Vegas? Well, Chuck Swirsky's probably going to watch some Bulls game. The Bulls and the Raptors have their first summer league game of the season.
Now remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It stays in Vegas.
So respect Chuck. And don't put him on the spot.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Except for herpes. That'll come back with you.
I will mind my own business when it comes to Chuck Swirsky. Unless it has to do with what's going on with Noah Essengay.
You could go right down the list of not only interns that I've had, including Mitch Rosen. You know, I'm just thrilled about your success.
He's such a good man. Now tell us what's going on in Vegas.
That's what I want to know. Can we get the Bulls on? Yes. Can we get the Bulls already?
Yes. Well, they're going to play Toronto in a couple hours here.
It's your former team, yeah?
Yes. It's 115 here in Vegas.
Oh, that sounds dangerous, Chuck.
It is dangerous.
I brought a book. I see people doing this on vacation. They bring a book to the pool. You ever see these people? I watch. I go, how are they reading here? 118 degrees. They're reading a full-blown book. So I'm like, you know what? Let me try this. Let me bring a book to the pool. So I sit down. I open up my book. Now, my biggest problem, I can't mind my own business.
Hey, Chuck, before you go, you know, they got some great pool parties out there in Vegas. I just want to know if you're going to be hitting any of those pool parties.
No. On that note, I'll send it back to you.
I love it.
Guy took his shoe off, 4 Band-Aids on his foot. There's always a Band-Aid. There's always a loose Band-Aid in the pool. It will find you. You'll be talking, hanging out, right? And the damn thing will just come in. You're like, oh, God!
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs is out for the next couple of days, but we got it taken care of. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Jason Leisure.
Hello, everybody.
He's going to be here with us for the next couple of days. There's a lot of stuff that we got to get done on today's show, including talking with our friend Herb Howard. He will join us at 4 o'clock. John Morosi is going to talk all things All-Star with us in first half with us coming up at 5. We are also going to have a nice, good conversation about the Cubs and some PCA sound that I didn't hear. The Tanya's like, yeah, we should probably run this. We're going to do some of that. I watched the quarterback show. There's stuff in there. I'm not paid by Netflix. I wish I was, but I'm not paid by them. If you're a Bears fan, it is worth it for you to watch quarterback because of the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff stuff and seeing how they operate. So we'll go through some of that.
We got Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Joe Burrow in that.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow is just dope, man. I've always liked him, even though like he used to carve up Alabama. He's just dope. He's a really good dude, seemingly, and he understands like the entire ecosystem of how this works to a degree that I wish more players understood. Like, he understands the back and forth with the media, what to show, what not to show, the importance of like interaction with fans. Like, he's someone that's very easy to root for. And every year that, because Kirk Cousins keeps being on the quarterback show, I find myself liking him more. He's so weird, and I adore him. He basically was doing commercials for Great Clips, like inside of the show.
It's perfect.
And then went to Great Clips in Atlanta and got his haircut. Phenomenal stuff. We are also going to be doing some stuff today. We're going to give you some cool stuff, including a pool party with Ozzie Guillen at Four Winds Casino. He did this last year out in New Buffalo. So let me get this straight. It's a pool party with Ozzie and Layla? Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be from 4:30 until 6 Central, 5:30 till 7 Eastern. Ozzie will be doing a meet and greet with autographs. That's Thursday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. And this is specific to our show, and we're very excited about this. We are going to give away tickets to see Paul McCartney at the United Center November 24th. Be caller 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
You remember when you were with the Beatles?
Sure.
That was awesome.
It was awesome. So be caller 6 when you hear that the next time that it plays at 312-540-0670. There is plenty of baseball to get to, and we will get to it. But first, we will start with the news of the weekend. I was in Las Vegas when this happened. Jason was obviously just covering it because he works for the Sun-Times.
I was in the Las Vegas of the western suburbs.
Which is?
Elburn, or El Vegas, as we call it.
That's what. So yeah. There's El Vegas, and then there's Sham Vegas.
Oh, Sham Vegas. I mean, it was not that wild of a weekend.
Okay. All right. So, yes, El Vegas is where you were when we got word that Ryan Poles got an extension. You cover the Bears on a daily basis. What do you think?
Oh, man, that's not a question that can be answered in black and white. That's not a yes or no right there, because there is a lot there. You could make a list, Lawrence, of good reasons to do that and good reasons not to do that. And the most obvious reason against it is that they've won 15 games over 3 years, and that is not a 15-36 record that just happened while Ryan Poles was making all these perfect decisions and just all these things beyond his control happened. I mean, that was hiring bad coaches, not just Matt Eberflus, but then sticking with Matt Eberflus and then being very, very involved in one of the worst hires in, you'd have to think, but probably Mark Trestman was the last one as bad of a hire into a main coaching position with the Bears before Shane Waldron, a worse hire than Eberflus even, which is saying something. And totally bungling with that, the onboarding of the top pick in the draft of your new franchise quarterback. So no playoff appearances, 15 wins, and a lot of mistakes. We didn't even mention Chase Claypool, Velus Jones,
Roquan Smith
for Tremaine Edmonds go around. On the other side of it, and this is something that I think gets lost sometimes in the conversation about Ryan Poles, and I think even you, maybe sometimes I've mentioned this to you and you've been like, oh yeah, that's right, you're right. Total disaster that he walked into. Complete disaster left to him by Ryan Pace. Imagine the scenario you walk into when you take this job in 2022. There is minimal talent on the roster. Not only did this roster just go 6-11, Ryan Pace goes all in to give you a 6-11 team. But I mean, there's maybe at that time, five guys that you want to keep long-term on that entire roster. And that includes, by the way, Darnell Mooney, who didn't end up sticking around, and Justin Fields, who didn't really turn out. Maybe three other guys other than that you really want to keep. Komet, Jalen Johnson. I'm sure there's another one, but I can't think of it. So low, low, low on talent. Low, low, low on salary cap space. And you, Ryan, your predecessor has also mortgaged your draft capital. He walks into a job where the team is so bad he should have the number five pick in the draft, and he doesn't because his predecessor used that to move up and draft a quarterback that he's probably not in love with, and the new coaching staff certainly wasn't in love with. So nothing was going right. There was no choice but to completely burn it down at that point. And when you spend your first year just absolutely burning it down to then start rebuilding, that's a long, long rebuild from there.
It is, but I will say you also had two coaches that mysteriously had to leave that were part of the coaching staff that you allowed an agent to kind of handpick for you. That's problematic, along with everything else. And there's a lot on the negative ledger of Ryan Poles. I don't know if anyone else is in this place. I actually had a conversation with someone who I trust a lot this morning, and it was like, hey, the record is the record, and that's what you get judged on. I am willing to kind of sever what happened before Ben Johnson, or even before, I can't say before Caleb Williams, but before Ben Johnson, I'm willing to sever Ryan Poles from that and say, okay, this was a first-time GM who didn't quite know what he was doing and had inherited a really bad thing. Now, with having a team president that seems to be able to streamline your process and maybe pointed out some flaws in your process, they got the coach that everyone wanted. Now, that's not easy.
Never happens with the Bears.
It never happens with the Bears. That's not an easy thing. I'm not saying that I'm going to completely forget everything that led up to this point, like multiple 10-game losing streaks and stuff like that. But what I am saying is it's a new day. And I'm willing to go, all right, all the bugs have been worked out of this. And now going forward, because, you know, I have beef with not drafting Jalen Carter. Like, there's all sorts of stuff that, as Ryan Poles as GM, I haven't necessarily liked. But now you have the quarterback and the head coach and the GM all aligned now. And if it doesn't work, if we're into next year and we're still asking legitimate questions about whether or not Caleb Williams belongs here, if Ben Johnson doesn't know how to be a head coach and we find that out throughout this season and into next season, then we can, like, I wasn't bothered by it. I don't know why. I figured that this is what was going to happen, that you made the move to get in Ben Johnson. You're not going to ideally fire Ryan Poles while Ben Johnson is still the head coach. I imagine that those two guys are tied together. This just ties them together contractually, as far as my point of view on this.
Well, one reason you weren't bothered by it was because it really doesn't matter that much. A five-year, whatever, multi-year contract for a head coach or a GM.
There's no salary cap on what you can pay your front office.
It's not the same as sinking that money into a quarterback and you're stuck with it. I mean, you can fire a GM with 4 years left, or a coach with 4 years left on their deal, and just eat the money, and it doesn't matter. I think the Bears are doing what you're doing a little bit, and the part of you that is supporting this, that sees the logic in this, I think they're saying, forget the last 3 years. Where are things headed right now?
That's kind of where I'm at.
And they're saying, we feel really good about where things are headed with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. And who's the GM that brought those guys here? Ryan Poles. I also think that there is some thought process in that building of valuing continuity, but you have to be careful with that. I think they look around at guys like Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh and say, boy, we'd love to have that continuity. Well, that only works if the coach that you've hired is Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh or Andy Reid.
Or has a quarterback that is great in a way that Patrick Mahomes is, or people will talk about Sean Payton and Drew Brees or Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I do think that even though we named, you know, four guys that were coaching concurrently, I do think that there is still some outlier to that when you look at the rest of the league and how it goes. So you better be right. So you better be right about Caleb. You better be right about Ben Johnson. And I'm okay with a little bit more time figuring out if those two decisions were the right decisions. And I don't think that you have to hold his contract up and be like, well, we're going to see and we're not going to extend you. It relative to other things in your football organization, the amount of money that you're probably paying Ryan Poles is nothing.
For a GM, probably not much.
Right? So young, to me, it doesn't bother me. Is that an okay place to be?
It is. It also, like you said, it wouldn't have made that much sense to have Ryan Poles going into the end of his deal with Ben Johnson at the start of his deal. And they do seem to work together very well. I think that Ben Johnson has tremendous influence in there, as he should, because Ryan Poles should give him that. Ryan Poles' job depends on Ben Johnson's job going really, really well. Even if you pick out these things that these personnel decisions that have not worked out for Ryan Poles, there's a lot of guys on this roster that you really like. And you would look at last year's roster and you would say, in Ryan Poles' defense, you would say that shouldn't be a 5-12 roster. That roster right there, even knowing what we know now about how it all played out, that team should not have been 5-12. It was a better roster than 5-12. That, and I think the same was even true the year before when Justin Fields was the quarterback. I think that roster was better than 7-10, but bad coaching will drop it down a little bit. Now, of course, Ryan Poles is responsible for those coaches, for Eberflus, Getsy, Waldron, but he also brought in the guy now that everybody thinks is going to get this going the right way.
Yeah, let's spin that forward a little bit. Let's continue to talk about this and the extension for Ryan Poles, but let's look at it and say, all right, now we've seen a lot of bad. Let's try and figure out what good we should be looking for with the Poles regime. We'll do that after a quick timeout. Jason Leisure is in for Speaks. We've got a couple of days off. We are hanging out talking Bears. Stick around. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tanny, at least it didn't happen at 5 o'clock this time.
It will.
Oh, man. Don't say that. We got John Morosi and John Cangelosi coming on the show.
What happened?
Every now and again, Tanny will hit a button and nothing happens.
Yeah, they want us to play this liner how we're on the iHeart app. So now you know. So now I've taken care of that obligation.
Yeah, we are also, you can hear us on the Odyssey app and the iHeart app if you want to listen to what's going on in the show. Speaks has got a couple of days off. It's vacation. This was planned. Jason Leisure is here with me for the next couple of days. It's great. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We will have a sports-adjacent reunion with he and Russ Dorsey in the 3 o'clock hour of tomorrow's show. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for that.
The last couple times, including today, that I've been in for Speaks, no one has played the Where's Speaks soundbite from Wani.
Do you want that?
Well, I thought it's supposed. I mean, it's.
It'll. I mean, whether people are texting it, and I know that you're not.
Where's Speaks?
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Your new friend Wani. You guys became fast friends.
I had no idea how cool he was.
He's really cool.
I hadn't really been around him.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude.
Hey, where is Speaks?
Well, he's on vacation. I told Speaks a couple weeks ago. I actually think it was Juneteenth. I was at my favorite little coffee shop, Robust, in Woodlawn, you know, right across the street from my old house.
I think we went there once.
We did.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking down the street, and I'm getting ready to jump into the car. This guy is at the stoplight at 63rd and Woodlawn, and he sticks his head out the window, and he says, "Hey, Lolo, where's Speaks?" So apparently, like, it's a thing now to say to me or to him when you're just out in the streets of Where's Speaks. We won't tell you where he is other than he is on vacation, and he has earned that vacation. Going forward with the Bears, okay, everything's aligned now, Jason. Everything is aligned. What's fair? Because I find myself going, year one for a new head coach is often clunky. He's never had the big whistle. Things will happen, and you're trying to bring along a quarterback that has probably got some football PTSD, considering that he had, what, three different offensive coordinators last year?
Yeah, I guess, if you count Chris Beatty at the end, the
right?
wide receivers coach.
So you've got a little bit of that. So what – I know that no matter what happens, like, as the season gets closer, and we're close because teams are in camp now, right? The two teams that are playing the Hall of Fame game are already in camp.
Chargers and I don't remember the other team.
It doesn't matter. But July 31st, it will matter because it'll just be on our TV and they'll get 7 million viewers for that game.
Bears full team reports a week from tomorrow.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes. I mean, it's always interesting with a new head coach to, you know, see how he's changing the way certain guys are used. And it's going to be really interesting to see how Caleb performs and how much of an adjustment period, because I think there's definitely going to be one for Caleb once he gets to live action as far as the way Ben Johnson wants him to play. I think all of that's going to be interesting.
I want to go back over something with you. And look, Herb Howard's going to be in the 4:00, and I'd love to pick you guys' brain about the Bears because you're there every day. But for the Bears fan that's in their car or at their desk right now that's saying, you got to prove it to me. You know, I'm from Missouri. Show me. Like, all of this stuff. What were the things that you took away from the practices and their rookie mini camps and OTA stuff? So again, it's not a perfect snapshot of what you'll see in the season, but what did you take away from it?
Well, first off, I think no one is saying that, what you just said, prove it to me. I think everyone is assuming it. We're 1 year away, 1 year removed from having done that and had it blow up in everybody's face. But don't you think that's the temperature? Don't you think that's where things are at right now? Is no, don't prove it to me. We know it already.
I think Bears fans
everyone
are excited.
Everyone gets the Ben Johnson bump. Everyone assumes Caleb will be top five this year because of it.
All right, maybe it's just me. Like, I've just seen too many things and too many NFL seasons of this was supposed to happen and then it didn't. I'm not saying that they can't be a playoff team. I'm just saying that they are still in the toughest division in football, in my opinion. And there's a lot of growth that has to happen between now and Labor Day before I would be like, oh, yeah, they're absolutely a contender. Plus, you're asking a quarterback to learn something new. And I think he's going to have to learn it at a speed that he might not be as comfortable with. Because Ben Johnson seems to, from what I read when you write in the Sun-Times, from video clips that I see, he's not for the play-play. Like, he wants this thing done well and done correctly.
That's the biggest thing you notice from the practices. And it's almost as if he, you know, did a survey with everybody of, what were the problems you had with the last guy, with Eberflus? Okay, let me write these down. Undisciplined, blah, 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 you know, low standards, et cetera. And he just makes that, he's like, okay, these are all the things I'm going to do now. And he would never say that he's doing that. And I doubt that that is exactly what happened, because he's got his own personality that he brings. And if you talk to people that Ben Johnson has worked for in the past with Detroit or the Miami Dolphins, they will tell you he's always been some version of what you see now, that it's consistent. But this is what happens a lot of times with sports teams in general, but especially football teams, is they'll flip-flop back and forth. Okay, if we had a guy that was too easy on the players, we're going to get a guy that's way over the top hard on the players. And if the last guy was too much of a tyrant with the players, then we're going to bring in a player's coach, a Matt Nagy type next or something like that. And they just kind of go back and forth. And that's not to say it's not what the Bears need right now, because I think it is. I think there was a lot that went unchecked. When so much is going unchecked last year that the players are coming out and saying it on the record early in the season. These weren't whispers in the hallways of Hallis Hall.
Right.
These were guys saying, hey, it's week three. Alarm's going off. There are big problems at practice. You know,
hey, we don't have a script for games. Yes. And everyone does at least some sort of version of a script. And that guy doesn't have one. And he's got a rookie quarterback that can't overcome that.
Yes.
Someone help us.
We're a month into the season, and all 17 of us team captains have come together and confronted the offensive coordinator about not coaching us well enough.
I think that that is, with all the things that we've laid out talking about polls, I think that was his biggest failure. It wasn't the coaches that got fired. It wasn't Matt Eberflus. It was the actual roster was telling you that something was wrong, and you didn't do anything about it. And he admitted to it. He said, yeah, we kind of thought there were some things that were wrong in training camp. And it's like, you could have done something. And the fact that the players felt it necessary to go public. Like, we had Jalen Johnson on every week who was telling us what was going on at practice. Cole Kmet was out here like, can someone please fix what the hell is going
Lewis,
on?
Keenan Allen.
Yes.
I mean, guys that have been around for a while know what DJ a good
Moore.
Job would look like. And most of those complaints were coming from the offense. And most of them, to be fair, were directed at Waldron more so than Eberflus. But the Waldron thing is probably the biggest concern in Ryan Poles' hiring history. Because he hires Eberflus very shortly after he gets the job. And the team has already been interviewing candidates. And while Ryan Poles has taken ownership of hiring Matt Eberflus publicly, I mean, if you just look at the timeline of it, it looks like at a minimum, Matt Eberflus was kind of pushed on him. And then they have said, Poles and Eberflus, they were really quick. We had to jump on Luke Getsy. It was late in the hiring process. We didn't have a chance to interview. Everybody's getting on planes. Other head coaches are snatching up coordinators from our candidate pool. We had to make a move. When they hired Waldron, it wasn't like that, man.
Nope.
When they hired Waldron, they had so much time, and they had the number one pick in their hand as an attraction to all of these guys to get them in the room with Cliff Kingsbury and Liam Cohen and these guys. They go all over the country doing these hours long.
I mean, they got in the room with Cliff Kingsbury, and now you think about his response to you guys asking him about the process. And now, like, going back, you're like, oh, it was a terrible process. And that's what Cliff was complaining about. By the way, Texter, I wish we had a gift for, like, the Texter prize for Texter of the Day, because this would get it. Lawrence, I'm from Illinois. So I guess take me to a theater for a show and hope for the best. Too soon, man. Too soon. Still too soon.
I think the prize could be, because you're doing the Ozzie Guillen pool party, I think the prize could be I'm holding an unauthorized pool party at Chuck Swirsky's house.
While he's gone?
It's tonight at 11. He's not going to be there. What? Maybe he will.
Maybe. We shall see. Have you watched the quarterback show on Netflix?
I have not. I don't have Netflix. I can't have every possible streaming service.
I got you. I'm going to help you with that.
But when streaming started, it was only Netflix. And it was presented as this alternative to paying, at the time, $70 a month for cable.
Yeah.
But it was only Netflix, and so it was like you could get that for $10 or $12 a month, something like that.
Well, look.
But now there's 15 of them, and you have to have all of them, and I don't have Netflix. It didn't make the cut.
I'm going to help you out with this. There's some stuff from the quarterback show that I think can help make us smarter about Ben Johnson and what we should expect from Caleb Williams. We'll share that with you next. Jason Leisure is in for Speaks. Spiegel and Holmes on the score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.